The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
This next item is of a sensitive and, I suppose, adult or mature nature. So if you've got little ears in the vicinity, you might want to turn the radio down a bit or thin them out of the room. If you're in the car, well, there's not really a lot I can do for you there. Anyway, the reason for that is because we're going to be talking now about what the HSE said today. It has advised young people to have online or phone sex to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. But is sex really just about physical pleasure? Well, psychotherapist and author Stella O'Malley argues in her piece in the Irish Independent today that sex is also about mental health, deeper connections, and is much more than just orgasms. And she joins me now on the line. Good evening, Stella. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
Hi there.
How are you?
Very well.
What did you make of the HSE's advice? I have to say, when I read the piece, I thought, is this a joke? Could you not be a bit more down to earth, or could you at least not be so cringy?
I don't really think that the HSE needed to tell people how to have sex. I think that we are all aware of what are the kind of precautions we need to take now that we're in a pandemic. And I think, you know, we know the whole washing your hands, social distancing, and it's blindingly obvious to anybody who has sex to know that having sex while social distancing isn't compatible, and therefore you're going to have to figure your way around that. And to suggest, by the HSE, to suggest to us to have phone sex is, I thought it was quite facile, it was quite nanny state, it was very superficial, and it was very patronising in its way. And I think in a lot of ways the pandemic has been really difficult on an awful lot of people. But it has also introduced us to a slower pace of life. And some of us have actually benefited from that. And if you are somebody who is having an awful lot of casual sex with lots of different partners, you will have been forced to readjust in the last few months. The HSE advice, you know, is a bit late coming, frankly, on that level. But I think it's silly to introduce us to the concept of phone sex rather than saying, yeah, well, social distancing isn't compatible.
Yeah, well, that was my initial reaction. Silly, and for God's sake. And then I said, hang on a second here. This is actually downright dangerous advice. I mean, the advice to tell people to do it. I mean, it's not that long ago when people were being warned off online sex and, you know, telling young people to have phone sex. Like nearly all phones have the ability to record. This could actually, you know, long term come back and bite people very badly with devastating consequences.
Yeah, it's kind of given some sort of approval to phone sex or online sex as if it's a healthy way of having sex. And it might be healthy in the sense of the COVID, but it's not healthy in the sense of mental health because it's missing the point of sex. And, you know, a lot of people who have sex, they're looking for a connection. They're looking for a deeper bond. They are also looking for orgasm, but they're looking for more than that. And to reduce it just to a kind of, I need my orgasm, I'm going to go online and get it and make it a transactional event, is reducing it and missing the point of it in a lot of levels. And for the HSE to advise us to do that, I would say, well, where was the mental health department when that ad was put out?
So what?
They missed it.
What happens then in the interim, Sarah? Because 6 months ago, you would have been told, you know, this kind of online sex, it's demeaning, yeah. It's turned meaningful intimacy into porn, it's reducing the act of love to its basis level, it's addictive.
Exactly.
People who do it too often can lose the ability to actually relate to the real life physical situation. I mean, there are young people who were being bombarded with that for the last couple of years, and then suddenly, voila, it's all right.
I'm cringing as you speak. You're right, and I would have been the people on the radio saying this is not online sex is not a very satisfying route to go. It's very like junk food. Like, you know, you want your chips and your McDonald's burger and all that, and it comes and it goes, and it's not very satisfying, and it doesn't give much nourishment to your soul. And that's what I would say online sex is, and an awful lot of young people. It was interesting that they, in a weird way, decided to target young people as if they're the only people who were having sex in this ad. That was a bit bizarre. But the other part is targeting them and saying, yeah, have online sex, rather than saying, you know, maybe you should slow down your pace of how many partners you might have for lots of different reasons. And a more thoughtful kind of, you know, quality over quantity could have been a great ad. You know what I mean? That you look for a good sex partner, you take time to build a relationship with them, and then you go into a sexual relationship. We can still do that in the COVID. It will take a lot more time, and you can't do this quantity thing. But quality over quantity is a fairly reasonable ask for sex. And this idea that with the, no, you just got to have lots of it and get on the phone and make sure you get your orgasm. It just seemed a very bizarre way to go at it. And I don't think it was very well thought out.
Right. Oh, OK. Let's move off what the HSE have done in one sense, but actually talk about how important intimacy is to human beings. You know, and at the end of the day, you can have all the physical gymnastics you like, whether it's on a phone or whether it's in your bedroom or it's on top of a wardrobe, doesn't matter. You can have all of that. But under at the bottom of that, the relationship, the need for that intimacy with another human being and the sharing of that is fundamental to people's emotional well-being, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, it's very, very good for us to have good sex. And it's very good for us to have a good quality kind of encounter with somebody. And you have physically satisfying and also emotionally satisfying kind of encounter. That is a really lovely thing to have in your life. And it should be treasured and nourished and celebrated. And to kind of, we've lost a lot with this kind of selling of kind of online sex. And it is very, very popular these days. I don't think a lot of, especially young people, would know what they're missing, because they're having way more sexual encounters online, and the physical encounters that they're having in real life are few and far between, clumsy and awkward and quite fumbly. And they haven't got on to the kind of richer experiences because they haven't built up the experience. So that's a real issue among, for example, teenagers these days, that they're connoisseurs online and they're pretty useless in reality. And they know it. And so they tend to go and stay online for their sexual experiences because, frankly, it's just too much of a headache and it's too stressful. And yet they're missing out because we all know, like, while it was pleasant chatting with people online over the COVID lockdown, it wasn't as good as meeting them in real life. There's something about the humanity of meeting somebody that just goes deeper. And I saw it myself in my own counselling. I was given Zoom counselling, and I still do. But when I met the clients after the lockdown, the difference was palpable. And it's the very same with online sex. It's the very same with online a lot of things. It's good. It's very convenient. It makes all sorts of things possible. And yet it's not quite as good as the physical meeting of somebody.
By the way, it is News Talk. Thank you for tuning our way. I'm talking to Stella O'Malley, who is a psychotherapist. And as you may have heard across other media outlets today, the HSE issued some very bizarre instructions about how young people should interact and be intimate with each other. They effectively advised them to go online, sex online, which not so very long ago was considered to be a perversion in certain quarters. But and I'm not being snide, but you know, certainly you wouldn't have expected a national health agency to be advising it, would you really? See, when you put it like that, what they did today becomes even more bizarre.
I have to say, though, what was interesting was there is a little bit of precedence insofar as during the pandemic of AIDS or whatever it was, epidemic, they did advise a lot of, especially young gay men, to use porn instead of casual sex as a way of limiting the spread of sex partners. But that was very specific to do with AIDS because that's how it was being spread in that population. And so they also gave needles, let's say, for people who were sharing needles. So they were, it was very targeted and it was very specific and it had its merits, you could say. Well, with the COVID, we're coming out of lockdown. We're all having to navigate around that. And we certainly don't need to be told to go off and have phone sex.
No, no, actually, on the subject of coming out of that and social interaction of all types taking place, I've noticed it myself in my own life, my own work. I've been at home for the best part of 5 months. in the same small circle of people, having pretty much the same kind of conversations. You come back out into the world, into the workplace, and you meet people, and it is really awkward. You know, even for grown adults, and let's face it, you can't imagine me being stuck for words, can you? But I have been, and like a lot of other people, have found it a very awkward situation. I know parents are worried about their kids when they go back and how they will integrate and re-socialise. And obviously, when it comes to intimate relationships, that becomes even more difficult and more awkward.
And you're dead right, because I see a lot of teenagers, and a lot of teenagers are choosing not to meet their friends. They haven't met them. Like I say, there's an awkwardness of reacquainting yourself, and instead they're staying online, they're staying messaging, they're staying with their kind of house party chats and stuff like that, and they're not going back to meet each other as quick as one would think. And there's a lot of social anxiety around that. That we have to bring mental health into this, because we can't just kind of suddenly cut off all means to mental health and then suddenly turn it back on and say, right, go, and expect everybody to feel better, because it's been quite traumatizing. And especially for the anxious teenager, you'll find a lot of people will be saying, yeah, my teenager's like that. I'm telling them to go out to meet their friends, and they're actually not. They're choosing not to because they're too nervous. And so this whole idea of meeting, social distancing in a park and stuff, they're not bothering to do it. They're staying online. And you could say that's good maybe for COVID, but it's bad for their mental health. And we're going to have to balance the two points together, because there's no point in having one without the other. It was noticeable in Britain that they have recorded that there's been more children have died by suicide since the lockdown in March than have died by COVID. That just came out this week.
God, that's an awful statistic.
It is an awful situation. And I don't want to be kind of hysterical and say, ooh, that this is what's going to happen. But I am going to say the mental health is being affected. People are really, really hurt, and they're very, very lonely and isolated and scared and anxious. And they do need a hand. And we're going to have to bring in our mental health into all our new kind of policies. Mental health is going to have to be front and centre. Or what's the use in having physical health if you don't have mental health? Like, you're kind of on a kind of, what's the word, hiding to nothing if you've got one and you don't have the other.
I can't think of a better final word than that. Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist and author, thank you so much for joining us here on News Talk.